Well, now we're going to hear item G, which is technology V3 interim case management system funding. Item G, we welcome Judge David D'Alba, Vice Chair of Judicial Council Tech Committee, and Judge Herman, the Chair of the Judicial Council Tech Committee. This is an action item.
Thank you, Chief. It looks like we have a technical glitch.
What?
help desk. Help desk. We need our PowerPoint presentation up, please.
Oh, the irony.
That's a Jessica Craven. Our JCTC simply could not function without her, obviously, so thank you, Jessica. All right, the discussion item here is the V3 interim case management system funding, et cetera. So what we're going to cover is what the directive of the Judicial Council has been relative to the V3 courts process that we've gone through, part of which I discussed in my remarks this morning. Alternatives, including seeking fund for replacement of the V3 case management systems, what our considerations were in developing our recommendation, and that recommendation, and any questions. And Judge D'Alba, you want to cover the Judicial Council directives?
So this has come before the council on multiple occasions within the last year, as you can see from the PowerPoint. Last April, the council directed that this committee develop a recommendation for what to do with these V3 courts, how to transition them from funding from IMF, TCFC sources, so that they can start transitioning to their own case management systems. And not rely on IMF or TF funding. Earlier this year, the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee also struggled with the matter. I'm sure some of the same folks that were just presenting to you had the same discussion as to how to address the matter fiscally. It was on our committee to offer a technical recommendation, and after deliberating with Lori Earle and representatives from her committee, the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee, and those on our committee, were prepared to offer some recommendations to you this morning.
All right, thank you, Judge D'Alba. In terms of process, this sort of began when the V2 and V3 courts were, after CCMS was terminated, all collected together in a working group to see what they could do in terms of the future of V2 and V3. The council made the directives as indicated by Judge D'Alba. We met with the V3 courts back in August, Judge D'Alba and I, after surveying the courts about where they were relative to V3. Thereafter, we surveyed the courts again, and in January, we started the process. And without going through death by PowerPoint, I'm not going to hit each bullet point because I did talk about the process that we've been engaged in since the first of the year in terms of meeting with the V3 courts and working with both with the V3 courts and later with budget advisory. So we looked at some funding strategy alternatives. Alternative one was a sunset of V3 in 4 years or less, meaning that at the end of 4 years, the branch support for V3 would be terminated, and there would be an incremental transitioning, or there would be incremental transitioning of costs using a cost-sharing formula. And we looked at a number of different allocation formulas in terms of how to do that. The kind of complication with the V3, and it's also a complication with SUSTAIN that we'll probably be addressing at our next meeting, is that they are quote-unquote enterprise systems. Well, the V3 is an enterprise system, and the SUSTAIN courts are supported through the tech center collectively. And what that means in terms of trying to come up with a solution is that until there are fixed costs for both the SUSTAIN courts and the V3 courts, and until all of the courts rotate off, even if they rotate off at a, on a different timeline, until that last court comes off of the system, we are still paying at the branch level for the cost of ongoing operations and maintenance, which is about between $6 and $7 million a year. So we're looked at two alternatives. One, just have a flat sunset within an X period of time, or two, have the courts pick up incrementally, sort of on a WAFM type idea, the cost of operation and maintenance. And additionally, we've discussed different alternatives for how there might be funding in order to get the courts off of V3, because of that issue of until the last light goes off, we end up picking up the costs. Our real return on investments, as with Fresno and V2, are not accomplished until the system is replaced. So David.
May I add, for those that are new, perhaps, or newer to the conversation of CCMS, we're talking about, keep saying V3 courts, San Diego, Orange, Ventura, Sacramento, and previously San Joaquin, which has now since migrated off to a different system, so we're not effectively talking about San Joaquin County. So those are the V3 courts. And Judge Herman and I and Rick Feldstein and Judge Buckley, earlier this month, last month, March, conference called with each of those V3 courts to explain to them the necessity. They knew. They'd been pulled before, as Judge Herman had said. They'd offered suggestions and told us about their precarious fiscal situations, which we all know. But we conference called with them, with each individual court in March, to tell them that these were the proposed recommendations that we would make to the court, to the council. And as Judge Herman has explained initially, because of the funding issues to those courts primarily, and we should note that three of those courts are donor courts, and the impact to those courts of having to pay transfer cost of operation and maintenance to those courts, and the impact of their having to now acquire and pay for their own case management systems, that our committee, being sensitive to that, would recommend to this council some four-year period to end in June of 2019, where they would not have to shoulder those costs. But we have, because of the deficit to the IMF and the trial court trust fund, offered the second portion of the recommendation, which is before you in your materials, where as opposed to a four-year sunset where there would be no change in the funding, as you can see in the PowerPoint, number two here, that there be some incremental transfer of costs to those courts. And as Judge Herman started to say, the committee deliberated and offered to those various courts various scenarios of how to transfer the operation and maintenance to them based on filing, numbers of users, proportions to their budget, etc. None of which were really good universally embraced alternatives. So the alternative that we come to you with today is again an incremental transition, but that there would be no shift in funding for this next fiscal year. In other words, that the branch would still support the operation and maintenance, and then in years 2, 3, and 4, I'll leave to Judge Herman to explain what is anticipated.
All right. So anyway, there's, again, it's a zero-sum game. If we are going to assist the courts in some funding strategy to get off of V3, that's something that needs to be developed and looked at in the future. There really is no funding out there that's readily available. There are some possibilities, V3 courts developing a business case for V3 replacement using, for example, the Superior Court of Fresno's V2 replacement as a model or some other model. So you may recall that back when when Fresno came to us, they did have a business plan with a two-year return on investment where, although there would be some costs up front, at the end they would be off of the system, and they have in fact accomplished that. They just went live, I'm pleased to say, with their Odyssey case management replacement system. V2 is no longer being supported, and go forward, that's saving us about $6 million a year on V2. So kind of the plan, working closely with budget advisory over the next year, is to look at some strategies that short term might be, there might be some cost, but long term we were able to save, particularly if we can get the courts off of B3 in 2 years rather than 4 years, we would be able to save in those out years $6 to $7 million a year. This one strategy that we are going to pursue is a budget change proposal in the October cycle for next fiscal year. We have some positive news from the Department of Finance for this year on a technology project. Department of Finance is recommending to the legislature, by way of a BCP, that the funding of the four courts that are now coming on to Lanwin, that is Orange County, Los Angeles County, San Diego County, and I can't remember the fourth county, but they are coming on to Lanwin, and the recommendation is that that be funded, which will mean it will not be will not have to be funded through the IMF. So these are future things to look at relative to the V3 courts. So in terms of making our recommendation to the council, which is a four-year glide path without, at least in this first fiscal year, contributions to operations and maintenance, we were looking at a number of equities on behalf of the V3 courts. First of all, under workload, under WAFM, three of the four courts are donor courts. Ventura, on the other hand, is a court with very limited resources who is does not have the funding at this point to transition off of V3. There are limited staff resources for all of the courts because, like the rest of us, they are significantly reduced as far as their staff resources are concerned. There is a pending, what's called in the trade, gap analysis. Orange County is one of the V3 courts, as Judge Diablo mentioned, they are a court that is deploying the Odyssey case management system for their other case types. And so they're doing an analysis that will be available in July of this year. It turns out that V3, which is almost an eight-year-old legacy system, is a far more robust system for their purposes than anything off the shelf, including the Odyssey system. So they are going to be working on this gap analysis with Tyler, with the Odyssey system, in order to bring it up to the level of their current V3 system in terms of what it produces. And that gap analysis will be something that will be an asset for the 25 courts at this point that are on the Odyssey system, and there's a number of other courts that are also pending and looking at Odyssey. So the recommendation, Judge DiAlba?
Well, we have been saying, the recommendation is really this four-year period of time where the council would agree that these courts develop a plan for funding, or that the council develop a plan for funding for case management systems so they can, these V3 courts can migrate off of V3. The 4 years, although I'm sure the budget advisory committee, the revenue and expenditure committee, would with good reason, I should say, recommend stopping the funding now because of all the reasons you heard 20 minutes ago. There's no money. But we are, our committee, coming to you with this four-year time period in recognition of the fact that these courts, the V3 courts, were pilot courts that voluntarily agreed to be part of the CCMS experiment, and that they have invested by different estimates, tens of millions of dollars of their resources for the benefit of the branch. And now we can't do that anymore. That is support the operation and maintenance. So the four-year period with no change in the funding for the next fiscal year, but that in years two, three, and four, that collectively this body with the joint collaborative and deliberative efforts of our committee, the technology committee, and the trial court budget advisory committee, working with these courts, come up with a plan to help them transition to new case management systems.
All right, so the recommendation is set forth on the PowerPoint. After a period of 4 years, starting on July 1st, 2015, and ending June 30th, 2019, branch funding for the V3 case management system will stop. And two, V3 will be funded the first fiscal year, that is the fiscal 15-16 fiscal year. A working group comprised of members of JCTC and Budget Advisory will work together on the source of funding for the remaining 3 years, and this is for operations and maintenance. Questions?
Justice Hull, and then Judge Rosenberg.
Thank you, Chief. I am a judicial counsel liaison to Sacramento County, and during the course of these discussions, I've had more than one discussion with Presiding Judge Height and Assistant Presiding Judge Kevin Culhane. They were quite alarmed at first at the prospect of a total cessation of funding for their V3 system immediately. As this has developed, and in conversations with Judge Height last week, it's my understanding that while nobody is necessarily a cheerleader for this, that this is a palatable solution for the immediate problem to continue the funding for 1 year and then work to reduce it to nothing in the succeeding years. And my only question is, and of course this is Judge D'Alba's court too, he can add to this, if I understand Sacramento County's position correctly, is that position shared by the other B3 courts? Are they sort of in that same mindset at this point?
They're in the same mindset at this point. I mean, the reason for our recommendation, frankly, in looking at the two possibilities, that is that there's some sort of incremental payoff of the operations and maintenance costs over a period of time versus a flat period to get off the system is, it's kind of counterproductive to say, okay, look, V3 courts, yes, you were early adopters of V3, you took one for the branch, but now we want you to transition off, and at the same time that you transition off of the system, we also want you to start paying increased, and I say increased because they are already paying operations and maintenance costs through their so-called Schedule C contributions. We want to bump up your payments. So it's sort of robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're basically taking money away from the courts by way of their operations and maintenance budget and also saying, well, you know, you have to now also pay the cost of replacing that system with whatever the system of your choice is.
Justice Hall, as of yesterday, we have received letters from Sacramento and Orange County and Sacramento Superior Court supporting this recommendation before you.
Judge Rosenberg, and then Judge McCabe, and then Rick Feldstein.
Thank you, Chief. I have a question and then a comment. The question is, how much money are we talking about for the next year and then for the succeeding 3 years? What's the dollar figure approximately?
$6 to $7 million for the next fiscal. In fact, what we're doing in terms of the funding is we're keeping it flat. That is, it won't, in consultation with Budget Advisory, it'll stay flat. It'll stay the same as the 14-15 year. All right. And then in the out years, that's a discussion between us and Budget Advisory and the V3 courts about where we go from there. That is, we know that numbers will be there. At some point, we've done a lot of deferred maintenance on V3, so that's also going to be an issue down the road.
And Judge Rosenberg, I agree, it's about $26 to $28 million, so about the $7 million per year. And I say 26 to 28 for the 4 years, but I know that Mark Desmond has been working with trying to reduce the cost of the CCTC, and I think you heard reference to that earlier. So we're saying the 6.5 to 7 per year with the hope and expectation that it would be reduced.
Here's my comment. I do support the recommendation that's being proposed. But as has been said several times today and in previous days, we are dealing with a zero-sum game. And I'm a little concerned about these decisions we're making on a case-by-case basis, as opposed to making decisions with an overview of all the needs of the branch. You know, today it's the V3 courts. An hour ago, it was the complex civil litigation. A couple months ago was another issue. And we want to support all these, but if we truly are dealing with a zero-sum game, we shouldn't be necessarily dealing with the first ones that come to the gate. We should be looking at this with a total overview of all the needs.
Thank you, Judge McCabe.
Thank you, Chief. Most of the V3 courts appear to be transitioning to a new case management system, with the exception of Ventura. Is that correct? And two, what is their position, that they don't have the funding, there's nothing pipeline? Are we looking for BCP to help bail them out? Because in essence, you're telling them we're going to pull the financial plug on this patient, and they've got 4 years to live, and then what?
Well, the answer is yes. All of the courts, presented their budget information, and like all of the other courts in the state, requirement that they contribute X percent towards operations and maintenance is going to be a financial hit. And I'd add it as well that it's kind of the timing is difficult, given that we've got the fiscal starting July 1st for those courts in terms of their economic planning. So yes, all of them have presented a picture that the contribution toward operations and maintenance would be a significant hit if it's 20%-ish, for example.
Right. Well, Sacramento is going to new system, if I'm not mistaken. Correct, Reuters. And then Orange has already been on E. I'm thinking they're civil. Now they're going in other areas. San Diego's working on the transition as well. But Ventura's of the five we've talked about, and San Joaquin has jumped, and they're already into Tyler and Odyssey. But Ventura has no transition, no funds, and I haven't heard anything that addresses the issue other than we're going to roll the dice each year, hoping money's come in. And Judge Back, hey, my friend from Ventura, maybe he can answer that question.
We got one out of two correct. We have no funds. The first one is not correct. We've been engaged with Tyler for about 7 or 8 months now.
Okay.
We've been engaged deep enough for Tyler to tell us that they can't do as well as we've got already, but we understand that we have to get off, and it's... I always heard that Betamax was better than VHS. the timing was such that VHS took over, and so we've got V3, which works a heck of a lot better than we have been negotiating with Tyler. So we've been engaged actually with them. We've had presentations by all three. So what's the other one that Sacramento's got?
Reuters.
Thomson Reuters.
Thomson Reuters.
JSI.
We've had Tyler on several occasions. We're in process now for at least 6 or 7 months. But your second point is right. We don't have any money.
Okay. And I just raise that as a point of information for everybody. Because if you recall, Waltham started out this way as well, and it's going to be a 5-year glide path, and we can all work with it, and everybody, there was singing kumbaya and holding hands, and then as time went along, that has dissipated, and now reality starts hitting fiscal year after fiscal year, and now this resembles more of a family reunion, one side getting ready to beat up on the other, not a fan. A particularly happy one, and I'm concerned about Ventura, that there's no end game.
Two additional things. One, you should have received a letter from Planet the last couple of days, who also indicates that he's fine with this. And as to who we reached first out of the gate started in about 2005 or 2006 for Ventura. So we'd be happy to have $5.6 million back of what the tens of million dollars worth. And I just use that as an example as to what the courts have put in. But yeah, and then we're all hamstruck by the same thing. We don't have the ability with the 1% top on our reserves to build up the funds to purchase the Tyler. We already know $3.5 million Ventura would be able to implement what Tyler has to offer to us. So I think all four of these courts are in fact engaged and proceeding with an end game that should fall within the 4 years. That's why I understand.
I want to be mindful of the time here, and so I'm going to call next on Judge Rubin, Justice Ashman Gersten, Justice Hall.
Just a quick comment, and thank you, Chief. Just a quick comment to answer one of Judge McCabe's questions. First of all, I support this motion. I think 48 months is the minimum amount of time it would take to really transition over some of the, I'm from a court that is transitioning. This is a very disruptive process. The learning curve is steep. You tend to do your departments one after the other, not together, because it's so disruptive. If you look at San Diego's timeline, for instance, I mean, we're already booked out 36 months, and it doesn't even include the V3 piece. If you add that on, this is not like just downloading WordPerfect for those who are just new to the conversation, Word, and then flipping the switch and all that comes on. It takes months and months and months of preparation and time, and 48 months is the minimum amount of time, and even this is going to be a crash course to get this done on time.
Thank you. Justice Ashman Gersten, Justice Hall.
Just to indicate, since I just talked this morning about Ventura, they really do feel that they're caught in the middle of all this. Their four-year plan is to get off of V3, which they like the plan very much. They're supporting the plan. But it costs them $7 million a year to support V3. They know how to get off, but they say they have no money and no reserves in order to do it. And my other question is, as Judge Rubin says, that's a minimum 4 years. Is that really a fixed period of time, or is that flexible depending on what we see the budget actually becomes? I mean, right now, the three future years, that's speculative. No one knows if there's going to be any additional money or not. So what's the future plan, if any, beyond that?
There's no money. There is no money. I mean, that's our problem. I mean, the problem again is V3 used to be funded by trial court trust fund. We moved it over to the IMF in order to give relief to the trial courts, to the other trial courts. It's now an IMF. IMF is in deficit. So to the extent that these courts, it's a tough problem. To the extent that these courts cannot, go forward, invest in infrastructure, technology, or otherwise because of the 1% fund balance issue, there is no brilliant future way out. So, that's why we are sort of in a one-year holding pattern to work together with trial court budget advisory, to work together with potential legislative solutions, et cetera, et cetera. But there's no slam dunk answer to this long term. I mean, and again, given the discussion we just had about IMF, I mean, we are can kicking. We are kicking the can down the road.
So I don't want to keep repeating ourselves here on issues that we are knowing. But there are other people who wish to be heard. And I apologize, skipping Rick Feldstein, and then I'm going to hear from Justice Hall. Rick.
Thank you, Chief. While I agree that the outlook for new money is bleak, I think we also, though, have to think about the money that we're actually going to spend that's laid out in this in these recommendations. And as I understand it, the cost to maintain V3 just from the Judicial Council side is about $7 million a year. That translates to almost $30 million over the next 4 years, not even including the money that each of those courts are kicking in through their Schedule C. And to me, the worst case scenario is that we continue to do that and waste $30 plus million on a case system that's not the case system of the future. And I think our challenge is to find a way to get all, as Judge Herman said, to get all the courts off at one time in the shortest period of time, so that money that we would be spending in the out years can be shifted to that end for the betterment of the branch as a whole. I think we have to put aside who's going to pay for what and come down to the best business case, what makes the most sense from a best, from a business point of view, to get these folks off of the B3 onto a new system. And then we'll figure out how it gets paid for and who's going to pay for what. But I think we have to go through that first step first, and that really should be our focus.
Thank you. I'll hear from Justice Hall.
Thank you, Chief. I move to adopt the recommendations of the Technology Committee relating to V3 Interim Case Management System funding as set forth on page 2 of their report to the Council.
Second.
Second by Judge Nadler. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you for that explanation in the motion and the recommendation.